Then, when we were joined, I became shyer. I became completed, joyful, and shyer. I may have shown more, reflected more, and from deep inside there rose some glow passing steadily through me, but I was not playing. Now, I felt like someone small, in a raftered church or in a cathedral. The vaulted space of the body like a sacred woods. I was quiet when my throat was not making those iron, orbital, rusted coming noises at the hinge of matter and whatever is not matter. He takes me into ending after ending like another world at the center of this one, and then, if it begins to end when I'm resting, I feel awe. I almost feel fear sometimes. For a moment I feel I should not move or make a sound, as if he is alone now, howling in the wilderness, and yet I know we are in this place together. I thought now in the moment I could become more loving, and my hands moved shyly over him, secret as heaven. And my mouth spoke, and in my beloved's voice, by the bones of my head, the fields groaned, and then I joined him again, not shy, not bold, released. Entering the true home, where the trees bend down along the ground and yet stand. Then we lay together, panting, as if saved from some disaster, and for ceaseless instants, it came to pass what I have heard about. It came to me that I did not know I was separate from this man. I did not know I was lonely.